Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Michael. Today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Matthew 26:57 to 68. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is highlighting at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us today. Matthew 26, verse 57 to 68. Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered, and Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside he sat with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At least two came forward and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild in 3 days.'" And the high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said to him, "I assure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment?" They answered, "He deserves death." Then they spit in his face and struck him. And some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that struck you?" Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in your word or phrases you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond, either in prayer or further deep listening. At this time, let's take a moment in our own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through his word. Consider now how we may practice Matthew 26, 57 to 68 in our everyday living. How is this passage of scripture forming and shaping my life? What's one way you can apply His word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive His refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.